All right.
Okay, we're all here.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott, we are all here. You're so natural with your when you start doing things like this.
I was like, how do you start a riff? How do you start a riff?
Yeah.
And you do it by saying...
They're ephemeral, aren't they? They really sort of need to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. It flows out of you like a river.
Like a riffer. You'll know when it's the right time to do a riff.
Now, ephemeral, what does
You'll
that
feel
mean?
It. Mm. Yaki, what does that mean?
Ephemeral?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's like its definition. It's hard to define.
Is it a drug?
No. It's like ever flowing and changing and
Yeah. It's like there and then it's gone. Like street art.
But I did hear that it is not actually approved by the FDA yet.
Or like the comedy of Louis C.K.
Oh, ephemeral. My favorite. I love Louis C.K. Let me tell you, not so much his jokes, just everything else about him.
Well, you know, I think we're looking really good for Yaki.
Mm-hmm. Yaki?
No comment.
Okay. Yaki, who are your guys?
Who are my guys?
Yeah. What if you were to say, okay, Louis C.K., Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, my top three favorite comedians. Which
you
one's
forgot
your
Chris,
favorite?
Chris Daly. Chris Dahlia.
Yes, Chris, say what it. About Chris Daly? Chris Daly.
I mean, they're all gems, but mm-hmm. probably Harvey's my favorite just on pure comedy.
Oh, he's so funny. He's so funny. This guy, get him in a room in front of people. Oh, man. He just could riff for days.
You know? I'm Woody all in on this guy.
Famously a big riffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
Yes, that's that classic. Yeah, and...
Yeah. Well, what is taking your clothes off, really, but riffing, in a sense? It's the ultimate riff.
It's riffing your clothes off.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
You ripped so hard to close. Well, anyways, Scott, I don't know why you started talking about Scott. You're canceled.
He seems okay with that.
Yeah, I think he just self-canceled.
It sounds like a quiet life, you know. The phone calls just stop. Everything, and I'm tired of all these phone calls. I get too many of them, you know.
I mean, how many a day are you getting at this point, Scott? I know it's a lot.
Oh, gosh. It's all just where you at, where you at, where you at, where you at, where you at.
Mm-hmm. Do you get lost a lot?
Scott does have some issues, some directional issues.
It's not always lost. Sometimes it's hiding from the UPS driver that, yes, calls me whenever I have a package coming in. I like to hide behind the big blue chair.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about this as like someone who's never heard this podcast before or been on this podcast before of what this must sound like. And I'm kind of having a moment.
It's good.
Yeah. Just a moment of reflection. I mean, it's really good.
Really good.
But it does sort of make you reconsider your life and your choices that have led up to this point, doesn't it?
Does not every episode start with Scott talking about hiding behind the blue chair?
It does. You know what? In a sense, yeah. I guess you have heard the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. We all know the big blue chair.
A big fan. Big month head over here.
Yeah.
And just like flowing in an ephemeral river, we're in it now. The podcast has started.
We're
Welcome
flowing.
Back to Month the Podcast. Nope. Let me, Rachel, you messed up my flow.
Okay.
Let me do it again.
Okay.
Welcome back to Month. Month. The podcast. That's right. New year. New theme song, because this is our Feb New Era. Hashtag Feb New Era. That's not the theme. This month, we're talking about hidden things. Like us. We're in hiding. Because this is February at. February at, where you at, where you at. There's that theme. Today, in a series of three short episodes, our guest, Yaki Margulies, say hello.
Hi. Should I be talking now or no?
It's debatable.
All right, I'll stop talking. But thank you. Hi.
We'll sift through clues provided by myself, Scott Brony, the pony, and my two main monsters, Rachel.
Yeah, hello, all, what's up, all my babies, is my catchphrase.
Shelby.
Hey, what's up?
To determine our locations. Yaki, do you think you're up for the challenge?
I hope so. If not, this is going to be very embarrassing.
I think you're up for it. I see the twinkle in your eye.
I believe in you. You've got some good vibes. You seem like a very nice young man.
You look like a real gumshoe, a real sleuth.
Sure. I hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to... If this is how I learn that I'm stupid, this is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got to come. It comes for all of us eventually.
I think a lot of people do learn that about themselves in month. And by a lot of people, I mean the three of us who are on this every month. We have Yaki, and Yaki is sort of a Renaissance man. Is that fair to say, Yaki? We've got
Oh, I
comedy,
love that description, yeah.
Music. Acting.
Comedy.
Talking. And comedy.
And music.
And music. And acting.
And acting.
Writing.
Go on. Yeah, and writing too.
And writing.
Writing. Writing music. Writing.
And sure.
Comedy.
And that's sort of why we want to have you on here today, because... Yes, we do. We are going to go in through a sort of a Carmen Sandiego style sort of guess where they are around the world. But also, what we are essentially in month, and we always have been, is an entertainment news podcast. We bring on experts in music, in joke, in write a song, in
doll.
Scott, poem. Doll. Easy Bake. Okay.
Beer.
Beers. We talk to beers sometimes.
Book.
Book. We talked to a book once.
Book.
Essays.
Shelby, what else have we?
Newspaper. Video game.
Makeup.
Yes, people who make stuff up. And we're stepping up our game, you know, before it was a big old steaming pile of shit. And we'll be the first ones to admit that. But now we're doing it. We're doing it good this time. And coming up later, of course, we've got Tom Cruise, Burt Bacharach, Jamie Kennedy as all of our guests today.
All of the most popular celebrities of our age.
Yes, the most popular people. First, we have an interview we did with Joshua Jackson on the red carpet and asked him what James Vanderbeek smells like. But
and
even before all of that...
Yeah, I really gotta know now. I don't
okay,
think we could
well,
just...
let's play that clip really fast. Scott, you have that clip, right? Of Joshua Jackson. Okay, this is the clip. Hey, Josh. Thank you so much for being here. We're, of course, here with Yaki and me and Shelby and Scott the Month Man. Joshua, how are you?
I'm very well. What a fantastic intro. I feel like I should wrap it up now because I can only disappoint from that introduction.
Oh, I thank you, Joshua. Well, flattery will get you everywhere, but no, don't do that. Please don't leave. No. Please stay. Josh, let's get right down into it. We're here talking Vanderbeek. What does the man smell like?
It's just so outlandish, the story of the man and the outcome of what he did.
Yes. Well, obviously he's done a lot of things. Sometimes he gets a little sweaty. But tell me more specifically about the smell, though. Like, if you could describe it.
that I immediately had questions, right? That I wanted to delve deeper into it.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we have them too. Like, what does he smell like?
How the hell did this guy happen?
Is it woody, herbaceous, a hint of citrus? I mean, anything really specific about the smell.
How the hell did he happen, and how the hell did he keep on happening?
Yeah, you seem really hung up on the sort of the whys of how the smell happened, and we would really just like, sort of just so our listeners can hear a description of the actual smell.
That's what you want, right? You want to continually dig and find more and more things that you want to uncover and explore.
Well, and I guess that is fair. You know, Josh, we are an entertainment news source. We always have been, and... I'm sorry if it seems like we're pressing you too hard, holding your feet to the fire on this.
I would like to take my spinal cord out of my body and give it a hug and put it someplace safe.
That seems extreme.
Because he seems impossible.
I know what you mean. I mean, Scott can be very difficult. I've been dealing with this guy, you know, over 10 years at this point, probably. But, you know, you don't have to do the spine thing.
I guess my imagination wanted him to be impossible, and I wanted a simple answer. My initial reaction was like, well, what is, he's a psychopath, or he was, beaten as a child, or what the hell happened? Like, there has to be an answer.
I mean, you know, he's not, I wouldn't call him a psychopath, that seems unfair, but he's had to hide behind a lot of chairs, and he does have a weird thing with chairs.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Joshua Jackson, everybody, talking about what James Vanderbeek smells like. And back to you, Scott.
Wow, what a good clip.
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
So, who are we looking for this episode? Oh. You know?
Okay. Well, I'd love to hop in here and let y'all know that I seem to have gotten myself hidden somewhere. And I only remember 4 clues that help me remember where I am at any given time. And as I was doing this, I seemed to sense that I needed a new nickname. So from now on, I will not only be known as Shelby, but also as Shelby, aka Dan Singai. That's Dan Singai.
Dan Singai. Is this our first clue?
Oh, you know, that's all open to interpretation. I will say, it's not one of the 4 clues that I remember about my location.
All right, so that might be a freebie or a red herring.
Is it a freebie? Is it a red herring?
Dan Singai.
Dan Singai.
Like maybe a wacky waving inflatable tube man outside a car dealership.
Oh, they're such good dancers.
They do dance pretty well.
Oh my God. One time, I went to the Russian Ballet, and it was one of those guys just up on the stage. Have you seen this, Yaki?
The Russian Ballet, that's just the inflatable flappy guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about cars, he's talking about deals, all of this.
He talks during the ballet.
Yeah.
It's one of those talkies, you know?
It's a talkie. Well, we've talked about this actually in the last episode.
Yeah. Oh.
We're sort of a little confused about it because movies used to not have sound or color.
And
that's true.
And now they do.
And I don't know how they found the color, but they decided to just start talking one day. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yaki, where did the color come from?
Well, I think the whole world used to be black and white, if I'm not mistaken, from seeing photos and stuff. So, I think at some point somebody found like a color mine and they just struck color on the mountain and it was gushing out.
That's such a beautiful image.
And that's when it got round because it was flat before that.
The earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
The earth was flat and birds were government droids for sure.
Yeah, they're drones and they're trying to give me 5G in my blood.
Yeah. Do you guys want a clue?
Yeah, what's the next clue?
Thank you, Dan Singai. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. So first, I'm thinking back in my memory. I know I'm retracing my steps is what's happening, but I'm going from like the other end. You know, when you retrace your steps, you usually go like immediately where you were before. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it the other way around. I remember where I was this morning. And then I remember thinking, I was reading the Book of Life when I decided to go out and catch some foxes. I was reading the Book of Life, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and catch some foxes.
Oh, boy.
And you're Dan Sin guy.
Dan Sin guy
was reading a Book
Scott's
of Life.
Still hung up on the name.
Now, Yaki, did you ever watch Carmen Sandiego or play any of the games or anything?
I want to say, like, once at a friend's house.
That's probably enough.
In like elementary school, so I would say I'm an expert, but yeah, no, I don't. That whatever I was expecting, that was a surprise to me. You were reading the Book of Life.
The Book of Life. Imagine that's underlined or italicized.
Sure.
And then I went out to catch some foxes.
Okay. Well, I know there's that movie called Foxcatcher.
There is a movie called Foxcatcher.
Is there a movie with the Book of Life?
Oh, this is a Google episode for sure. Or Bing, oh, whatever your preferred. No, you don't have. You can. You don't have to. All
right. Well, I won't go to Google just yet.
Yeah, I think that Yaki, who is currently holding a microphone in his hands to talk to us right now,
probably can't Google.
I think that every time you want to, just throw that microphone right down and just start clacking away on that keyboard and just Google up a storm.
I can type one-handed.
Oh, look at this guy. He can type one-handed.
Or just ask Siri.
Not fast, but... Oh, no, I could never. I don't want to disturb her. Okay. And are we discussing amongst each other? Is this just
on
me?
You know, you're supposed to be, except for the person giving the clues, which is
okay,
me.
Gotcha.
I thought that everyone was kind of join in and just leave you kind of in the lurch.
Oh, we got nothing here. I mean, geez. We're all hiding somewhere.
So Foxcatcher was the first thing that came to mind. Book of Life makes me think of, I think, The Tree of Life. Is that a movie? Also,
sure
in,
is,
in Judaism,
Tree of Life
there's
is a movie. Yeah,
I think Book of Life is a movie. Also, I think they're two different movies.
Could be. The Book of Life is also a thing in Judaism, relating to the holiday of Yom Kippur. That's
okay.
That's why you're here for this episode.
That's why we brought you here to get the Jewish perspective.
Let's see. Okay, there. Okay, now I am Googling. There is a movie called The Book of Life from 2014.
Ah, that's what I was reading.
Who is in that one?
You were reading a movie.
Let's see. It's an animated film with Diego Luna and Channing Tatum.
Oh.
How do I get a full cast?
He scares me.
Zoe Saldana. Ice Cube's in it. Danny Trejo. Ron Perlman. All
do
the
you think
greats.
There's anyone there that the illustrious Dan Sin guy might associate with?
Well, Channing Tatum is in Magic Mike, where he dances.
Oh, that reminds me of another clue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I remember what happened next. I went out to catch some foxes, then I stepped up to the palatial home. I stepped up to a palatial home with a large 21 on the door.
Okay, well, I feel like 21 Jump Street is also a Channing Tatum movie, and Step Up is, I think, a dance movie as well.
Okay.
That also has Channing Tatum.
My question is...
Oh, does it? Okay.
Where do you think I am? Are we getting any closer to it?
Has this been established? So Channing Tatum's in Step Up, and what? There's something... What is about him in that movie?
Sorry. Also, isn't he... Now I'm feeling dumb. He's in Foxcatcher, too, right?
Yeah.
So we got four Channing Tatum movies. So
okay.
Are you at his house?
Oh my god, I think I'm at Channing Tatum's house. Okay, but we need to get more specific. You're gonna have to find my specific location.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I know what happened next is that I remembered how Gambit never got made, and it made me tired, so I wanted to go lie down somewhere.
Are you in the bed in the Tate Palace?
In the Tate Palace. Okay, I sense that I'm in the Tate Palace. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm in the bed, but I think I'm, like, near it, you know?
And now, is the Tate Palace the same as the Tatum Palace?
It's the Tatum Palace.
Yeah, well, see, so now, Yaki, we have talked about this on the... Yaki, let me talk to you about this a little bit. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Channing Tatum, he makes us call it the Tate Palace.
Gotcha.
If it were me, I'm just called this dude's house.
Gotcha. All right. I know all about the big blue chair, but I missed this reference. Sorry.
He gets upset if we don't call it the Tate Palace.
Okay. So now that I'm on board with this.
And he hurts us sometimes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He hit me really hard.
Oh.
That's really sad for you. I think he likes me or has never seen me because I'm really good at hiding. Anyway, I remember the last thing, so I got tired, I went to go lie down, but then I thought, let me be brief. I'm looking for some magic.
Are you in Channing Tatum's, like, walk-in closet?
Very close.
Are you in his underwear drawer?
I'm in his underwear drawer!
Oh, okay.
I'm in Channing Tatum's underwear. I went for a little nap.
So you're...
In his underwear drawer.
How big are you?
Very small.
Oh, that's good.
But it's also a huge drawer, to be fair.
That's good, too. Good for him.
In a way, you're very close to his Tatum tots, which now let's go to an ad for Tatum tots. Channing Tatum's Tatum tots. Organic, fresh Idaho potatoes, peeled, chopped, and then fused back together until cooked to a golden brown. Then we hand press Channing Tatum's face into each and every tot by simply pressing the tot into Channing Tatum's face. That's right, we touch the cooked food that you're about to eat right up against Channing's sweaty himbo face before freezing it away. He hates it and has asked us to stop on multiple occasions, but it's the personal touch that really brings out the flavor. Watch out, bland, faceless, robot-produced name-brand tots. You're gonna have to step up your game, because we're taking you to Tate Town. Tatum Tots, the only tots to touch the Tate. Not affiliated with Channing Tatum in any way other than touching his greasy face.
And
that
we're
was
back.
That was a nice ad.
Now, of course, Yaki, have you heard about these Channing Tater's tots?
Tatum Tots.
We're still working on the name.
Yeah, I know that you haven't figured out the name yet, but yes, I have heard of this product.
No, I mean, I thought maybe they were talking about it in the trades, maybe. This is something we've been developing. We've been pitching this to Channing. We're trying to get... Scott, explain what these tots are.
They are pressed potatoes with Channing Tatum's face pressed into them. They're tater tots, but they're Tatum tots.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also working on trying to get them to kids in our program, Tots for Tots.
Yeah, Channing's Taters, Tots for Tots. It's a charity program.
That's commendable. I'm glad you're doing giving back to the community.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I think.
Well, I'm glad you guys found me because it was getting scary in there. It was dark. I had the drawer closed.
You painted a scene of an idyllic nap and now it was scary?
Well, you know, it was just starting to get there. It's like you can stay in a place for a certain amount of time before it slips over the edge into scary.
I'm glad we found you right in the nick of time.
Yeah, that's why I only played the first night of Five Nights at Freddy's. After that, I'm like, no, too long.
Now, Shelby, was Channing in the room at all while you were there? Did you have any close encounters?
Well, it It's funny that you should ask that, because I did see him leaving. I had to do a fun little maneuver where I hid behind his bedroom door while he walked out of the bedroom. So I thought for a second he almost saw me, but then I realized that he was just like yawning.
Yeah. And of course, there was, you were afraid maybe he was going to, he had just taken a shower, right? And you were afraid he was going to come and get some underwear. And then it turns out,
he doesn't even really wear underwear. He has so many pairs in that drawer, but he doesn't even wear them. It's amazing.
Just for show.
Yeah, exactly.
Must be nice.
I think he might be an influencer or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he's down for.
Yeah.
We don't know a lot about this man. We've just been pitching this to him. We're going to him. We're going up there. We're saying, hey, we should do Tots for Tots. And then he yells at us and he pushes us and he kicks us in our little butts.
Oh, no.
And he freaking hit me hard.
Oh, no.
He said, no one can have my tots. And I told him, no, this is for charity. Like, think of these children. And he said, no, those kids can die totless.
Oh my gosh, this is getting darker and darker.
And I said, I think that's a little extreme. And then he kicked me again and he wrung my neck and he gave me a swirly.
Wow, all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The dead kid in Step Up, that was his idea.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, we do know that about him, right? Every movie he's in, he requires there be a dead kid in it. That's like in his rider.
Now, Yaki, what do you think we should do about this?
Well, it sounds to me, the way you're describing it, like the Tatum tots already exist. He's just hoarding them from you. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're leaving his house anyway, before you skedaddle from that briefs drawer, can you like take his hoard of Tatum tots with you? And then you'd never have to go back ever again.
Take them tots?
I would love to take them tots. That's a really great idea. I think they might be in a vault.
Mm-hmm.
But you're tiny. Maybe you can fit through the lock.
I am very small. Okay.
Fit through the lock, yeah.
I'll stay here. I'll keep looking around this palace for an entrance into the vault. Maybe I can slip in.
And you're doing the Lord's work.
Smuggle a tot back out.
But first, we have to find the rest of us. Yaki. Thank you so much for coming on part one.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Do you think that you've learned, you know, are you like getting the hang of this? Like you're like, do you think you've got like a second sense now about like the future and like how to find the rest of us?
Yeah, I feel like I've played this 10-minute game and now I can see the future.
You're a master.
Yaki, you did so good.
A teacher.
You really did do an excellent job.
Oh,
you followed those breadcrumbs right to my hiding place.
It's almost intimidating how good you are at this game, Yaki. I think people might be frightened of you after this.
Well, that's the hope. I need everyone to be afraid of me.
Yeah, well, that is sort of Yaki's whole thing, is ruling through intimidation.
Yeah, always known as the scariest among us.
Thank you.
People have really prepared you to like Idi Amin before.
You can't say that.
What?
You can't just compare people to Idi Amin.
I don't know why not.
I feel like we've already said a number of bad things on this episode.
Yaki, give me the name of a song to play us out.
Do you have the rights to any song?
No.
No, I'm going to write it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to write it.
A made-up song. Okay. How about Let Go Me Be Channing Tatum Tots? I'm so sorry. I was on a roll.
Okay. No. All right. So real quick, just to get it nice and clean, we have Lego Me Channing Tatum Tots.
Tatum Tots. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
I'm sorry. And I'm in parentheses, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Actually,
Scott already has a song that's called that, and we're going to listen to it right now.
Bye.
Okay, Owl. Ooh.